What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two here. And we're talking about Hillary the spy, and this is an issue we cannot afford to let go away. Back in 1996, then-President Bill Clinton authorized the sale of very sensitive technology with military applications to China over the objection of the defense establishment and the intelligence agencies. And he started getting donations from, first of all, the companies that were making money selling that technology to China, and then from Chinese-American citizens who were being used as cutouts for money coming directly from China. It was called the Chinagate scandal. Congress was holding hearings, but unfortunately a computer crash destroyed the documents that were under subpoena at the time. So, it is very reasonable to ask if Hillary Clinton might have been selling U.S. secrets to foreign interests using her weak private email server to deliver the information and her charitable foundation to collect and launder the payments. It is a reasonable question to ask. And the silence on this issue from the government and the media, even to try and ridicule it, is quite telling, in my opinion. But like I said, the fact that the election is over doesn't mean Hillary's problems are going away. We're going to keep on pushing on all of this stuff. Now, amazingly enough, now that it looks like Hillary Clinton is not going to get the White House unless she leads an armed insurrection and steals it, ABC News actually came on out and did a report on how Hillary Clinton was receiving big donations for special favors. Remember, one of the things that came out of WikiLeaks was that these foreign governments who were donating to the Clinton Foundation did so in the full expectation they would get favors from Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. That's pay for play. It's corruption. It's illegal. Now, do you remember the missing CEO of the Clinton Foundation, Eric Braverman? And he resigned as the CEO. He apparently had gone to some of the people in the media saying that this thing is rotten, follow the money. Then he disappeared. The next thing that we heard was he was applying for asylum in Russia. And the latest report we have here right now is he's in FBI custody and he is cooperating. So the email, possible espionage aside, Hillary is still in hot water over that Clinton Foundation. The FBI is investigating. The IRS is investigating. It's not over yet. Now, the other day, we were talking about whether or not Barack Obama could use Gerald Ford as a precedent and issue a blanket pardon for Hillary and all of her associates, even though they have not yet been charged and convicted of a crime. And apparently, it is being discussed. We're seeing a story out of IntelliHub where sources inside the White House are saying that Obama will not rule out a Clinton pardon. It's not out of the question. So they're talking about it already. Now, following that, of course, as you know, we had Trump visit the White House today, and they had a talk in private, and Obama came out with this comment. This is in Breitbart, saying that they hope Donald Trump will not prosecute Hillary Clinton for political revenge. And Obama is saying there's a tradition in America of not using the justice system to enact revenge on a political opponent. Well, how about somebody who's flat out committed a crime, like treason or espionage or corruption? The fact that you lost to somebody does not isolate you from prosecution. It's a ridiculous statement for Obama to make, but the reason he's making it is very, very simple, okay? He's already signaled that a pardon of Hillary Clinton is possible, but Barack Obama does not want to have to do that because it would be tantamount to admitting Hillary is guilty, as well as be a black stain on Obama's legacy, which is already not polishing up all that well to begin with. So Obama is looking for some kind of a way to get Donald Trump to agree that the lid will be kept on a certain espionage and corruption scandal so that everyone can go home happy. Trump could very easily say, well, you know, I'm not really interested in revenge, and then take office and say, but I am interested in prosecuting real crimes. If he puts in Trey Gowdy as the attorney general. And remember, Donald Trump did promise his supporters these crimes were going to be properly investigated. And he can't go back on that promise to the American people. And that may force Obama to issue a blanket pardon. But if Obama does that, it's essentially admitting Hillary's guilty of something, but we're not going to let you see what it is. That's what a pardon before being charged and convicted means. They did something, you can't know what it is. We're going to do a shout out now to our honor affiliates who are rejoining the network. We're still talking about politics and corruption and cover-up. Joe Arpaio, America's toughest sheriff, unfortunately lost his reelection bid. He's been in the sheriff's office for six terms in Arizona, and he was viewed as one of the good guys, and somehow or other, he lost his current election. He's now out of office in Arizona. He was certainly opposed by Obama and the Obama administration because Sheriff Joe Arpaio wanted to enforce the immigration and border laws in Arizona. He was one of the staunchest supporters of saying, we have a right to control our borders with Mexico. And so he was definitely opposed by the Obama machine. Meanwhile, over in France, impeachment process has started for French President Hollande for disclosing classified information to journalists. Now, his approval rating is 4%, and he's looking at impeachment for disclosing classified information to journalists. I have to wonder what is the penalty for disclosing classified information to foreign governments. Because here in the United States of America, it appears to be nothing. Just go on, sell our secrets to foreign governments. We don't care. And as I mentioned before, it is looking more and more like in the next election, President Marine Le Pen may win the presidency. And that's just going to pour salt on Hillary Clinton's wounds because Marine Le Pen is a woman. And she's looking very strong to win election. Of course, Marine Le Pen isn't carrying all that huge bundle of scandals that Hillary Clinton is. All right, let's turn to the war zones, emphasis on the plural. There's a lot going on over there that's not being covered in the American corporate media. Apparently, Kurdish YPG is clashing with Turkey-led forces. And what's really interesting is the Syrian Army's Tiger Forces and the Destart Hawk Brigades have made a series of attacks in the Minyan area, liberating about 90% of it from Jabhat Fateh al-Sham and its allies. So this is all taking place in western Ghouta. The Syrian forces are taking control over the road there. And bit by bit, they're pushing back in to take back their country. Now, there's something very revealing going on here. The Russian Foreign Ministry reports up to 6,000 gunmen trying to attack eastern Aleppo. It's a counterattack. And it's a continuation of the fight by these U.S.-backed operatives against the legitimate government of Syria and Russia, whom Syria has asked for assistance. Now, the big issue over in Syria is the number of civilians being killed. And the U.S. has admitted killing 64 civilians with their airstrikes in Syria. And, you know, 64 just isn't all that many. I mean, mistakes happen, the fog of war. It's really, you're just being picky if you worry about civilians being killed in Syria. Unless, of course, you're a family member of those people being killed. The Russians are saying that, in point of fact, the U.S. airstrikes are killing thousands of civilians, not just 64. At which point, the U.S. military has come on out and said, all right, it was more than 64. We lied about the 64. We've killed 119 civilians. But 119, it's really such a small number, and you people are just being picky over 119 civilian casualties. Now, Bashar al-Assad has made an interesting comment saying, we are in a time that will determine the future of the world. That's always true to some extent, no matter where you are in history. But certainly right now, with the potential for a nuclear world war hovering over on the horizon, it's certainly true. And we know that Hillary was in favor of war. I mean, she's declared war in the streets of America right now. They're starting a war in the streets of America with her supporters with all this rampaging violence. And Donald Trump doesn't want to go the war agenda. And however this works on out, the ramifications for the future will be immense. Now, as you know, there's a Russian naval group in the Mediterranean off the coast of Syria lending support to operations in Syria to basically get these U.S.-backed terrorists to go home. And they had a little bit of a kerfuffle because one of the Russians' anti-submarine assets had to chase away a Dutch submarine which was spying on them and which got a little too close, where they felt there was actually possibly a danger of a collision. And so they had to chase it away. The subtext for this is that apparently the Dutch submarines aren't very good because the Russians had detected it and were watching it all along. Another Russian diplomat is saying the humanitarian crisis in Mosul is deteriorating. Yes, any place on Earth the U.S. has gone in to kick out a democratically elected government and impose puppet rule, the humanitarian situation turns into junk. And apparently the Russians have received a communication from the United Nations asking for there to be a continued pause for the humanitarian pause and humanitarian corridor. Russia is going along with it grudgingly because they understand that the United States uses the humanitarian corridor and the pause to rearm and resupply their pet terrorists in places like Aleppo. Now, there's an article that came out from Russia Insider that really kind of nails where we are and how dangerous it is. The U.S. is playing a game of chicken on the Russian, Iranian, and Chinese borders, and this is how wars start. Now, we know the United States wants wars, or at least the current regime does. They're just trying to figure out some way to make it look like the other side started it so that we, the American people, will believe we are the aggrieved party and we have a moral right to go on out and commit atrocities against these other people. And by the way, that's a characteristic we're actually seeing among Hillary's supporters in the streets of America. They're going on out acting like they have a moral right to be doing what they're doing because they're feeling that the American people should have agreed with them about electing Hillary. And the fact that we disagreed with them gives them the moral right to go on out and commit these acts of violence and atrocity. And no, it doesn't, actually. And just as this game of chicken in Russia, Iran, and China threatens war, Hillary's minions in the streets of America, we could see a civil war break out. And that's going to be a problem for the Democrats, who tend to not like guns or have guns or know how to use guns. A little word of caution on out there. Might be a little one-sided there. Over in Italy, Italians are protesting around an American base saying soldiers go home. They don't care who wins the election. This is in the Italian town of Vicenza at the U.S. Dal Molin Army base. The Italian people do not want to have to go through a new world war fought on their soil. None of the ordinary people of Europe want a war. None of the ordinary people of the United States want a war. None of the ordinary people of Russia want a war. The war is desired by the money junkies, the military-industrial complex, and their pet politicians. So, now, here's an interesting little article. I've been joking about wanting to be head of NASA under Donald Trump, and we're already getting indications that Donald Trump is, in fact, going to be turning NASA back to a technology incubator with public-private partnerships, emphasis on human space exploration. We're going to go back into space. And this article I'm looking at The Verge is out there wringing its hands that, oh, they're abandoning the whole global warming thing. How could this happen? How could this happen? Good for Donald Trump. He's doing exactly what I think he should be doing with NASA. Getting on back to the war zones around there. Interesting little article, Russia Today. And according to a leading German think tank, they're recommending the government of Germany to redirect its foreign policy towards more independence from the United States, regardless of who won the election, obviously that being Donald Trump right now. The New World Order is starting to fracture and come apart. And that's why they are in such a panic right now. They have spent decades and billions of dollars trying to create the single global government, and they are very angry that we ordinary people aren't going along with it. They're very angry that after getting all those refugees into Europe, they're not all just hugging each other and kissing each other and sitting around the campfire singing Kumbaya. What's wrong with you people? We're human beings. That's what's wrong. We don't actually behave the way Margaret Mead said we're going to behave. And that's your problem, not ours. Meanwhile, Israel has bombed Syria yet again, hitting Syrian forces in the northern Golan Heights, and claiming that a single projectile fired from Syria into a deserted part that hit absolutely nothing but dirt was the excuse. And we have seen this so many times. When Israel wants to attack somebody, they'll just have an agent provocateur fling something over the fence. Oh, we're under attack. Here's an interesting story. This is from the New York Post. Corporate media is collapsing. The Daily News aims to cut $6 million from the budget as layoffs loom. Some of the layoffs beginning as early as this week. The corporate media has destroyed itself by lying to us, trying to manipulate us, being seen lying and manipulating us. James O'Keefe is out there saying corporate media is now powerless. We've won. The corporate media is no longer in control of the minds of America. Americans are now free to think as they will, to choose as they will, to decide as they will. And that is a threat to the oligarchs who want us asleep and compliant and voting for Hillary Clinton and whatever other brain-dead policies the liberals can think up of. Now, following Donald Trump's victory, the Dow is soaring, gold is up, the U.S. treasuries are crashing. And it's a very dynamic situation. People are starting to analyze Donald Trump's platform for buy-sell signals. Apparently, a lot of the defense contractor stocks are down because Donald Trump is not promising to take the world into World War III. Gold surges post-Trump near its heaviest volume day ever. And that's a good thing. You should all be owning some physical silver, physical gold. Forget those paper contracts. Those are worthless. They're leveraged hundreds to one. When the gold run happens, the people with those paper contracts, that's all they're going to be left with, a piece of paper with an impressive-looking number on it. Now then, as I mentioned before, Donald Trump had a meeting with President Obama at the White House. We don't know what they talked about, but apparently right after the meeting, Barack Obama reversed his position on the Trans-Pacific Partnership and declared it as dead and inoperative. So there's a telling clue as to who was in charge of that meeting. We'll be right back.
Oh, to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. I'm looking at this article, and this came out of Investment Watch blog. Was the invitation by Obama to Donald Trump an attempt to play nice so as not to get in hot water with Trump's future attorney general? Actually, that's not accurate. There is a tradition where the outgoing president invites the incoming president over for a meeting, usually a dinner with the first ladies in attendance. I think that the president who broke that was Eisenhower, refused to meet the outgoing president, Harry Truman, I think it was, and stood him up, which Truman never forgave him for. Now, we've been talking about how all these rioters in the streets, these criminals, these pro-Hillary criminals are out there in violation of the USA Patriot Act. That's not the only law. They're in violation of Title 18, Section 2331, domestic terrorism. Specifically, that intended to intimidate or coerce a civilian population to influence the policy of a government by intimidation or coercion, and so forth and so on. They are criminals. Let us treat them that way. We're going to go ahead and open up the phone lines now. Kurt in Alberta, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi there. I was just wondering, I don't know if you've talked about it yet, but since Trump has won the election, and he said the unemployment rate is 23% in the United States, which it pretty much is, if you go to shadowstats.com and he follows everything the way it used to be done, I wonder if Trump will change all the stats the way they really should be done instead of the way they are, so when he takes over, he's not blamed for everything.
I think that would be a very wise thing for him to do, especially because we, the American people, already know the government statistics on everything from unemployment to vaccine safety to global warming are nonsense anyway. What we really need under a Trump administration is a Truth and Reconciliation Commission, which is going to be our last chance to reconcile the past with a future United States of America and just say, all right, yes, past administrations, past government lied to you about this, 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 and this, and then this. We're setting the historical record straight. We apologize on behalf of our predecessors for having treated you so shamefully, and we're going to move forward from here. And it would be a smart thing to do. Trump is going to have to deal with the fact that he's got a population deeply distrustful of the government, and the fact that he is the new president isn't going to cure that overnight. He's going to have to do something that demonstrates to the American people that they can trust what's coming out of the Trump administration, whether it's unemployment numbers or whatever. And he better do that real, real quick, or this honeymoon's going to be over sooner than most presidential honeymoons.
Oh, yeah, yeah. If you don't do certain things right away, everybody's going to say you're just the same as everybody else.
Yeah, they're already saying that, especially out there, those people who are looting the stores.
Yeah.
But again, as I said, I wasn't campaigning for Donald Trump. I was campaigning against Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, and that's what I was hoping for, too. I mean, she's a warmonger and a criminal that shouldn't have never even been able to get as far as she did. So. But, you know, just looking here in Canada, you know, and we're looking at the riots going on down there, and we're going, you're a democratic country?
These are the Democrats who are doing the writing.
These are
supposed to be the people who believe in democracy, are out there, you know, smashing store windows saying, we didn't get what we wanted.
Yeah, I know. So other parts of the world are now coming out with things for their travel advisors and saying, don't go to the States.
Well, I mean, I would have told that to anybody from any other country anyway for the no other reason than you're going to get groped and fondled and irradiated by the TSA.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that one I don't like either. But, you know, I was hoping he would win, and I hope he does the right thing. But if he doesn't do a lot of the things right away, he's just one of the other boys in the club then.
Well, he's going to do a lot of things wrong, and you know, the Oval Office is the hottest kitchen in the world. But I guarantee you it's not going to be as bad as it would have been with Hillary in that Oval Office.
Oh, no, I'm hoping not either. Like, I'm hoping he settles things down in Syria and Iraq and Libya and brings his soldiers home.
Absolutely.
And like somebody else said, put Ron Paul in there, somebody. He's a smart man.
Yeah, I'd like to see Donald Trump get Ron Paul in there as well, and maybe a Cynthia McKinney. I mean, there are some good people out there. They need to be brought on in. All right, well, listen, Kurt, I got to let you go. Got to take a break from commercials. We'll be back with more phone calls.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And before we go back to the phones here, there's a very disturbing article that has come out from Jim Stone's website, his deplorable website, he's calling it now. And they're pointing out the fact that even though all the precincts have reported, there are three states, Arizona, Michigan, and New Hampshire, that have not formally, officially declared a winner yet in the presidential election. And the concern is that Hillary's people are attempting to force a recount into which additional Hillary fake ballots can be shoved to try and flip those states back to Hillary. That would leave Donald Trump ahead by only 9 electoral votes, which would make an attempt to swap the electoral college vote on December 19th a much easier goal. And we get back to that statement John Podesta made, we're not done yet. And it does appear that the skullduggery is still going on. It really, really is. All right, we're going to go to the phones. Bob in Las Vegas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I'd like to second what the previous caller said from Canada about shining a light on the dishonesty of these government statistics. I think President Trump, I think he'd be well advised to perhaps bring in a John Williams of ShadowStats.com. I don't know, either within the context of a truth and truth commission or to appoint him to some sort of position where these statistics, these government statistics, especially with respect to the economy, can be more accurate and not politically tinged, so to speak. But you know, I wanted to ask you, Mike, on these 501c3 groups.
Yes.
Are these, this designation, does that apply to religious institutions?
Yes.
Now, for example, if you had, you mentioned the priest, I believe it was in New York, that was basically campaigning from the altar, and that violated that status. But if you had a priest or other religious figure who was delivering a sermon from the altar of the church or religious building, and he started condemning the war, the U.S. is involved in the war in Syria, is that a violation of that status?
No, it isn't. We expect churches to speak out against war generally, although many of them often speak, you know, we have to go get the heathens. The specific prohibition, and by the way, it's not just that one guy. Project Veritas got a whole bunch of these ministers in Indiana to openly admit on tape, we're telling our congregations how to vote here. And basically, they cannot advocate for any candidate in an ongoing election, or it's a violation of their 501c3 status.
Right. I mean, I'm actually a member of the Armenian church, and I'm very disappointed with the Armenian clergy in this country, considering what's been happening to the Armenian churches and the people in Syria, especially Aleppo. A lot of them have fled to Armenia. Their churches have been desecrated by ISIS with the help of Turkish soldiers. So it's very, very upsetting to me that the priests here in this country aren't saying anything. They've been very, very quiet on the whole issue. But last thing, Mike, can you talk about this whole sanctuary cities? Can you talk about that?
Well, I have to be very honest. I'm not up on all the fine points of the sanctuary cities, except these are cities that are designated to be off limits to any enforcement of immigration laws. And I think this is kind of a ridiculous idea. Because the immigration laws are the immigration laws, and we have an administration that is openly defying them because of this New World Order agenda of trying to blend everybody all together. And I think that's another reason why Hillary Clinton lost so badly in the election was this idea that we have all seen the federal government isn't obeying their own laws. We're all being told we have to obey this or that various law. But we see that the political elites, the corporate elites, the entertainment elites, they can basically do what they want and nothing happens to them. And that is not a society we want to live in or leave
right.
to our children.
Yeah, but I don't know how they get away with these laws, these sanctuary cities. Can't a citizen of a city that has these laws take that city to court? I mean, they're violating laws that are on the books.
Well, some groups are trying to take the cities to the courts on this issue. We've seen a lot of these legal battles coming out of Arizona, where Arizona was trying to assert its state's right to enforce its own borders, but they ran up against the so-called supremacy clause that ultimately the federal government is in a charge of the international borders.
It's crazy. Okay, thank you so much,
Mike. It is crazy. All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch to Mo in Florida. Aloha, Mo. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. I appreciate taking my call. I have an observation, and then I have a question, if you'll indulge me.
Yes.
Yes. The observation is, you know, I couldn't help but notice when Hillary gave her, you know, speech where she lost the election. Did you notice they both had the purple? Slick Willie had the purple tie, and she had the purple veil.
I did notice it. It's not a color that she normally wears all that much, and a lot of people were commenting on this very weird color that she was wearing.
Well, you know, when you go back and you research it, it's the color of kings and princes. That's the color of the ruling class, the purple.
Yeah, in ancient Rome, only the emperor was allowed to wear purple. Anybody else wore purple, it was a death sentence.
Isn't that just bizarre? I wanted to throw up. It just shows you how, like you always said, how just arrogant and removed from reality. But my question to you is, you know, you're one of the few people that call Truth to Power anymore. I mean, you're a step up from Alex Jones. Believe me, that's a compliment.
Thank you.
Because, yes, well, you know what this is about. I mean, you know, we know what's happening. And with Donald Trump's son-in-law, what's his name, Kirchner or whatever, and the Zylocons, I like to call them, they're, I think, you know, they know what's going on, and they've already, they got to be in full, you know, operational mode, you know, getting
they're
in
panicking.
Deep.
They're panicking.
And you know, he, I know, don't you think he knows this? I don't know if he can deal with this because he's married into it.
I don't know how strong that bond of marriage is going to be. I mean, Trump is going to have to deal with the reality of Israel's political influence in this country. But certainly he's less, he's going to be less amenable to it than Hillary Clinton would have been. The Israeli media, of course, all during the campaign was pro-Hillary. We can't work with Donald Trump. Now that he's won the election, Netanyahu's trying to make nice and say, we congratulate you and we look forward to a cooperative relationship in the future. The usual political BS that we see coming on down when everybody's sucking up to the winner.
And if he doesn't obey, what?
Well, again, like I said, Donald Trump is going into office with as many political elements opposed to him as John F. Kennedy. And I certainly hope that Trump security is really watching their job right now, because I had a little graphic I put at the top of whatreallyhappened.com, meant to be humor, but it does underscore something. If something were to happen to Donald Trump before the Electoral College met, then they're going to be looking at the choice between Hillary Clinton and Mike Pence, and they would probably feel fully justified going with Hillary Clinton at that point.
Mike, one quick other thing, and I'll let you go because I know you got a lot of people waiting, because you're a very technical guy, you know, with the whole NASA thing and everything, and I always wanted to ask you this question. If somebody was going to take out Trump, when he fills up his jet, and I hope this gets out there, you know, to everybody, because if somebody put some explosive packets in the jet fuel when he fills his plane up, that could be the end of it, right there. I hope they have security on those pumps.
Well, I'm sure they have security on the plane as a whole. I mean, if you put any packets into the fuel tank, they're going to stay there because there are screens on those fuel lines. The fuel lines are actually very small, and difficult to get through. But you could put thermite on various portions of the aircraft. If you can get to the aircraft, you can sabotage that. Ron Brown certainly found that one out the hard way. But I'm sure that they're taking very good care of his airplane, specifically because in the first part of the year, there was a mysterious malfunction that forced an emergency landing.
Good answer. Thank you, Michael. I'll let your other callers call in. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. We're going to switch over to Eric in Gloucester, Massachusetts. I hope I pronounced that correctly. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Honored to speak with you again. First thing real quick, my mom worked for a company called iTech that put the lens in one of the cameras on the Viking lander that you worked with.
Yes, I remember iTech. Well, yeah, they built the whole they built the camera assembly, if I recall correctly.
She actually had the honor at some point in her career to handle the lens. So something that my mom touched is now on Mars.
Well, join the club. Okay.
It's pretty cool. Real quick, I have a construction business.
Oh, and by the way, message to your mother, those cameras performed brilliantly. They were great. Never gave us a lick of problems.
I will definitely let her know. We'll listen to the podcast together tomorrow. I have a construction company. I have a crew, and I'm dealing with a situation where as a anarchist, voluntarist, my thoughts are government is the problem. I do support Trump because I think he's such a great candidate, you know, great ideas, and also it represents the big middle finger to the establishment, which I hope to give. But I'm dealing with guys on my crew that are so anti-Trump that everything since yesterday has been Trump. Oh, my God, can you believe this, Trump? Like, how do we reach people now that we're sort of on, I hate to say the victorious side or the majority, because I don't want to like seem collectivist. But,
well,
I mean,
you know,
one thing I keep saying,
because I had to go through this with a family friend who's absolutely brain dead at this point, and just say, you know, have you ever met Donald Trump? No. How do you know all this stuff about him? Well, I saw it on TV. Is that the same TV told you Saddam had nuclear weapons? And that usually will give them a moment of pause.
It does, and I've found that there's a large cognitive dissonance where people immediately just reject fact. And I've always tried to bring it back, especially my Kirk, you know, a boss, and the guy who's got to control the show, that I don't offend anyone, but I do need to make the point, like, talk to me about issues. Like, you're just talking about what Trump said about grabbing women's... Okay, great, but that's just what he said. Let's talk about policy. Let's talk about his tax plan, his health care plan. Let's talk about the facts. And I still can't reach any of these guys, and I don't want to be divisive, and I think my construction crew is a great metaphor or example of what's going to go on in our country. Like, we've got to pull it together.
Can I ask you a question?
Can I ask,
are they unionized?
No, we're five guys
okay.
rough around the edges.
Because I know the unions were, like, fully on board with Hillary, and they were out there, you know, telling all their union members, you know, Donald Trump is the next Hitler, and Hillary Clinton is sweetness and light. Again, we're looking at people who latched onto a candidate early in the campaign. They don't want to admit that they were wrong, and the more and more they become aware that they were wrong, the more defensive they get, to the point where we now have apparently a large pool of people in this country that George Soros is able to whip up into a frenzy and send into the streets to commit acts of violence.
Of course, anyone will do anything when they're paid to do so, and that's what George Soros is doing. Like, we Black Lives Matter, the rest of it. Like, of course, those of us.
Well, he's paying the ringleaders. He's paying the ringleaders. He's not paying every single one of them that are out there, but they're going on out and they're finding these people who were just caught up in the Hillary Clinton personality cult, and they don't care about the facts. They don't care what she's done. They're either caught up in this idea it's time for a woman president, or they've bought into this idea that Donald Trump is a racist and a sexist. Certainly, a big part of it are all these illegal immigrants who understand they're on their way out of this country if Donald Trump is president. And so they're all going to go on out there, and once you get a frenzy going, yes, it's going to devolve into looting. We certainly saw that in South Central Los Angeles during the Rodney King riots, and it can spin completely out of control. It's already doing that, and that's actually in a good thing, because it's creating a public image of the Hillary Clinton supporters that is not going to garner any public sympathy.
Not at all. And again, on my career as a microcosm of this, the guy I was having a discussion with, he got all uppity, and when I called him out on the issues, he had to just walk away. Like, when you confront these, especially the liberal-minded people, with facts, mm-hmm. and talking about facts, they tend to reject it and throw some sort of spaz in, just have to walk away. They can't handle it. And, you know,
I learned from my friend over here is that liberals, far from being an intellectual elite, are very narrow-minded. They're caught up in their belief system, and they're arrogant in their ignorance. They're literally walking around saying that if I don't know something, it's not worth knowing. And the fact that you know Hillary Clinton committed all these crimes, it's not important because I don't already know it.
And that makes them dangerous. I'm trying to find a way to get over the danger, especially on my crew, and then projecting my crew onto our country, how we do go ahead and find some sense of unity in a very divided nation so we can come together and to make America great again. We can do this together if, you know, we can find a way to, I don't know, just...
Well, unfortunately, George Soros and Hillary Clinton are intent on keeping the divisiveness going and fanning up the racism, and they're going to make it very, very difficult. It is going to be a very, very long time before the scars from all of this propaganda begin to heal in our population.
I agree, and, you know, for my crew, as an example of it, you know, we had a moment where, you know, I just said, hey, We're going to agree to disagree. Our nation has come to a point where we've all had to evaluate our personal beliefs, our political beliefs, and our beliefs of what we want this nation to be. And I think that's an evolution. And with that, Mike, I'm grateful for everything you do. I'm an avid listener. I'm a supporter of yours. Thank you for what you do. And maybe someday something else you touch can be maybe on Neptune.
Well, something I touched is already out there on the Voyager, so I'm already way past that. But my best to your mother. Thank her for a really great camera system that we had fun with. And we're going to let you go because we got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. A little bit of news before we go back to the phones here. Healthcare stocks are crashing on the stock market. It was a good day overall in the stock market, but the healthcare, health insurance stocks are crashing because everybody now sees the end of Obamacare. And it's all the fault of Donald Trump. No, actually, it isn't. Obamacare was collapsing all on its own. And it was going to go away even if Hillary had stolen the White House. Will go away even if Hillary does steal the White House, which seems to be in play right now. All right, let's go back to the phones. Wes in Idaho, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
First, a comment before two questions. Arizona borders came up a moment ago. I want to point out Article 4, Section 4, United States Constitution. The United States shall guarantee, protect every state against invasion and upon application protect against domestic violence. My question, the Act of Currency Act of 1751 and Currency Act of 1764 as a cause of the Revolutionary War, shouldn't that have been included somewhere, or is it already included in the Declaration of Independence?
Okay, well, first of all, the Declaration of Independence is a statement of why we are the way we are, and it's not actually considered law that would be introduced into a court of law regarding any kind of a case. The Currency Act of 1764 has unfortunately been overwritten by the Federal Reserve Act because everything the Federal Reserve is now doing would have been a death penalty offense under the Currency Act of 1764. Now, in terms of the idea of invasion, until the government declares the flow of illegal immigrants across the border to be an invasion, the idea that Arizona could apply for military support to guard the borders will not apply. The federal government is just saying they're undocumented immigrants, and we will let them in, and you, Arizona, are not allowed to stand in our way. And that's another reason why the people of Arizona are so angry, although apparently not angry enough to vote John McCain out of office, or he, too, is also a beneficiary of all the massive election fraud we're seeing in this country. Anyway, Wes, we're going to let you go here because we're coming up on our top of the hour station identification. And apparently the Senate is now investigating Wells Fargo for retaliating against whistleblowers who've come forward and exposed some of the crimes they are committing against the bank's own customers. The bank's management fired them and blackballed them from the banking industry for life, and apparently did so fraudulently, and now the Senate is starting to take a closer look at that as having been something that Wells Fargo ought not to have done. And I think the reason that Wall Street is so nervous about Donald Trump is he's not going to put up with this nonsense. He's a businessman, and he understands a reputation for fraud is bad for business. We'll be right back after station identification.
Your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NUMANANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.